The Need of Missionary Effort. July 3, 1901. Missions at home and missions abroad demand much more consideration than has been given to them. Christ came to our world to teach us the importance of missionary work. Laying aside his royal robe and kingly crown, he clothed his divinity with humanity, and came to a world all seared and marred with the curse to rescue the human race from eternal death. For our sakes, he became poor, that we, through his poverty, might be made rich. Eternal riches could be obtained for the fallen race only by the heaven-devised plan of redemption. The field of Christ's missionary toil was the world. He came from heaven to take his position at the head of a fallen order. Humanity and divinity were united in order that all might be done that was essential to be done for the complete recovery of sinners. Christ's work is an example for all who go forth as missionaries. His long human arm encircled the human race, while with his divine arm he grasped the throne of the eternal. His work is the model for all missionary endeavor. It calls for unreserved surrender, for the consecration of time and talents. It calls upon us to return to God the goods which He has entrusted to us, with the interest which has come to us as we have traded upon them. All is to be put into the cause, to advance the work Christ came to this world to do. Christ calls upon the recipients of his bounty to impart to him who has bought them with his blood. We need a closer conformity to the character of Christ, a closer communion with him who has said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Go ye, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. In the night season, I have been in a council meeting where we were seeking the Lord in earnest prayer as to the matter of opening new fields when there was little encouragement given by those at the head of the work that financial aid would be forthcoming. One of authority spoke to us words of divine instruction, the substance of which I will trace. Every family that is converted is to act as God's helping hand. Had every child for centuries in the past been trained to realize his accountability to God and to do missionary work, how different the world would be today. Every morning and evening, sincere, earnest prayer should ascend from every family altar. The Lord will accept individuals from every family for special service, according to their several ability. Fathers and mothers are to act in the place of God to their children, representing Him whose they are by creation and by redemption. Then how particular fathers and mothers should be to train their children in the right way, line upon line, precept upon precept, preparing them to be useful members of the church. In this age of the world, apostasy is the fashion. Therefore, constant, untiring efforts are to be made to press upward. Gratitude offerings of praise and prayer are to be offered to God. But these offerings are unacceptable unless serious, prayerful consideration is given to the destitute, unworked fields. What mean these narrow, defective plans upon which Christians are working? Why do parents neglect to train their children to go forth as missionaries? Those families upon whom the light of truth has been shining are to come into close relation with God, so disciplining and training their children that they will exemplify the truth. While the church, in comparison with past years, has made some advance, yet in comparison with what she should be, in comparison with the great sacrifice made in Gethsemane and on the cross of Calvary, she is far behind in the greatest work ever given to mortals.